好，欢迎第一次来到教会的朋友们和弟兄姐妹们，欢迎你们。
Well, welcome all of you who are here for the first time.
也欢迎在外地读书工作的弟兄姐妹回家。
I want to welcome everyone who is coming back home from out of state, whether you're working or where you're studying outside.
也欢迎在过去的几年因为疫情的缘故不能来教会，今天第一次回到教会的弟兄姐妹。
Maybe there's some of you who haven't been coming to church because COVID. This is your first time coming back in a long while.
我现在邀请你和你周围的人都说圣诞蒙恩。
I want to say, have a blessed Christmas next to this person next to you.
我们要读几段圣经，可以吗？
那个。We're going to start off by reading some scriptures.
不行是吗？
yeah.
他不是他那个上面，大家看见吗？
可以可以可以，你要对着那个按。
不是，他这个边上怎么会这样呢？
no,
这样可以
了。That's for you. Okay. They see different.
让我来读。OK. 第一段经文呢，我们是读路加福音福音书，我读那个白颜色的，请弟兄姐妹跟我读那个，你们一起读那个黄颜色的字好吗？
So we'll be reading the yellow, the white text, and you guys will be reading the yellow text.
在伯利恒之野地里有牧羊的人，夜间安坐根刺看守羊群，有主的使者站在他们旁边，主的荣光四面照着他们，牧羊的人就甚惧怕。那天使对他们说，忽然有一大队天兵从那天使赞美神说，众天使离开他们升天去了。牧羊的人彼此说，我们往伯利恒去看看所成就的事，就是主所指示我们的。他们急忙去了。好，我们现在还要读一段书信，从
I'm going to read a letter from John.
这段圣经，那我想弟兄姐妹可能是很熟悉，我们一起来读哈，请来一起跟我读好来。亲爱的弟兄啊，我们应当彼此相爱，因为爱是从神而来。神差他独生子到世间来，使我们藉着他得生。神爱我们的心就在此显明了，不是我们爱神，乃是神爱我们，差他的儿子为我们的罪做了挽回祭，这就是爱了。亲爱的弟兄们，神既这样爱我们，我们应当要彼此相爱。我们还有几节经文好吗？来，我们一起读来。神就是爱，住在爱里面的就是住在神里面，神也住在他里面，这样爱在我们里面得以完全，我们就可以在审判的日子坦然无惧，因为他如何我们在世上也如何。爱里没有惧怕，爱既完全就把惧怕除去，因为惧怕里含有刑罚，惧怕的人在爱里未得完全。我们爱神，因为神信爱我们。人说我爱神却恨他的弟兄，就是说谎话的，不爱他所看见的弟兄就不能爱没有看见的神。弟兄的圣诞节是一年一度的大的节日，
Christmas is a day of celebration every year.
就是在美国每年圣诞节的消费达到$700 billion，那就$7,000 billion。
So every year Americans spend about $700 billion on Christmas.
人们买礼物，举行各种各样的 party。
People buy gifts and have parties.
要吃吃喝喝，玩玩乐乐。
Eat and drink and have fun.
然后去外地度假。
And you travel on vacation.
那圣诞节的真意究竟是什么呢
？But what is the meaning of Christmas？
是不是仅仅是吃吃喝喝而已呢
？It's just for you to eat and drink。
那这儿是一首诗歌。
There's a song written。
这个歌词的作曲者、演唱者很出名。
It's a very famous singer-songwriter。
我们中间很多年轻人对他是非常熟悉的。
And many of you guys know her。
可能这首诗歌你们有听过，对吗
？But you probably have never heard this one。
The Christmas must be something more.
She wrote a song in 2007, Christmas must be something more.
我想这首诗歌它的歌词很有意思。
The lyrics is quite interesting.
因为我们就是庆祝圣诞，可是不知道圣诞的真意是什么。
Because we celebrate Christmas, we don't know the meaning of Christmas.
Taylor 他还知道。
But Taylor Swift knows this.
他知道是为了耶稣基督。
She knew it was for Jesus.
他问了一个很好的问题。
So she asked a question.
圣诞节的深意究竟是什么？
So what is the meaning of Christmas?
所以他在这个副歌里面反复的吟唱说。
So in chorus, she sings this.
Got something more.
Christmas must be something more.
Something more.
圣诞节一定有更深的意义。
所以让我们一起来思想圣诞节到底是什么。
So let us ponder what Christmas means this morning.
圣诞节的一个中心的意义就是。
What's the core of Christmas?
大爱已经来临。
Love came down.
上帝是爱。
God is love.
基督是爱。
Jesus is love.
人人渴望爱。
And we all desire love.
那神圣的大爱已经临到这个世界。
And this holy love came down.
所以今天我跟大家一起来思想。
So we're going to look at this.
大爱已经降临。
Love came down.
这个爱是什么？
What is this love?
让我们再开始一起来。
Let's think about this.
在这个世界没有一个人不渴望爱。
All of us desire love.
没有一个人没有经历爱。
All of us experience love.
什么地方有爱，什么地方就有生命。
When there is love, there is life.
你可以看看这儿。
You can read this verse.
当我们年轻的时候。
When we're young.
那个爱就如烈火一般热烈。
Our love is passionate.
你看看这儿的一首诗歌。
If you look at the song.
这个中文比英文更美。
The Chinese is more beautiful than English translation.
福是三千，吾爱有三。
I love three things in this world.
日月与卿
Sun, moon, and you
日为朝
Sun for morning
月为末卿为朝朝暮暮
And you forever
你今天晚上回家去
When you go home tonight
把这首诗告诉你的爱人
Feel free to pleasurize this to your loved one
但是英文一翻译呢那个味道就没有了
But once you translate it, it kind of lose that meaning
但是很有趣的是什么
But what is so interesting about this is this.
所以是中文的诗是从英文翻成中文的。
This song was actually written in English and then translated into Chinese.
那但是中文比英文更美。
But the translator did a better job writing.
英文里面有一个电影叫曙光之城，暮光之城 The Twilight.
The Twilight.
Twilight.
Okay.
从这个电影里面。
There's a movie series called Twilight and that's actually fun there.
这是告诉你那爱是如此的热烈。
It kind of shows you that love is passionate.
所以你回去跟你的周围人说，你就是我的太阳，你就是我的月亮。
So go home and tell your loved one, you're my sun, you're my moon.
当你中年的时候
，But when you're a little older, when you're in your middle age,
你的爱不是像那么像火一般的热烈了。
Your love is not passionate.
它就像炊烟一样轻柔缭绕。
But it's like that whisper, that wind, that gentle breeze.
然后当老年的时候
，And when you're old,
你的爱就像泰山一般厚重
Your love is like a steady mountain
彼此搀扶彼此依恋
You're supporting and encouraging one another
在这个世界没有一个人不需要爱不渴望爱
All of us desire love
这世上有母亲的爱有妻子的爱有丈夫的爱有儿女的爱和朋友的爱
The mother's love, the husband's love, the friend's love
这儿有一个真实的故事
And this is a real story from last year
这是一个印度的母亲
And somewhere in central India
她跟儿子十五个月大
She has a mom has a 15-month-old baby
她出来上厕所的孩子出来上厕所的时候
And they're going out using the bathroom
有一个老虎
A tiger shows up
逃离了这个老虎的保护区
Somehow had escaped the zoo
就扑向了这个十五个月大的孩子
And started pounding on the 15-month-old baby.
老虎的牙齿就紧紧咬住这个孩子的头。
And it sank its teeth in the baby's head.
母亲见到这种情形，拼命的捶打。
And when the mom saw that, she jumped and started tiger.
用嘴咬住这个老虎。
Started biting the tiger.
全身受伤。
And then she got injured all over.
但是她绝不放弃。
But she didn't give up.
她救下了自己的孩子。
She saved her son.
这叫舍命的爱。
That's a sacrificial love from a mother.
不顾自己性命的爱。
She didn't care for her own life.
这是真实的。
This is real.
这个世界上有爱。
There is love in this world.
这个世界有各种各样的爱。
It has all kinds of love.
但是我请问大家。
Let me ask you.
实际上这爱从什么地方而来呢？
Where does this love come from?
当你爱你妻子的时候，你爱你丈夫的时候，爱你父母的时候，你爱你朋友的时候，这个爱来自什么地方？
When you love your wife, your husband, your friend, your family, where does that love come from?
这个世界有爱。
There is love in this world.
爱来自于上帝。
And this love comes from God.
因为上帝是爱的源头。
Because he is the source of love.
耶稣讲这一句话。
Jesus says this.
你平时在读经的时候你容易忘记。
Some, a verse that you might skip over when you read it.
耶稣说他叫日头照好人也照歹人。
Jesus says he causes his sun to rise on the evil and the good.
降雨给义人也给不义的人。
And sends rain on the righteous and the unrighteous.
你每天就看到阳光。
We see sunlight every day.
你看到雨水
and we experience rain.
你从来没有想过这雨水阳光从何而来
We never really think about where do these things come from.
你听到鸟的歌唱花的芬香你有没有想过这东西从什么地方而来
We hear the birds singing, we smell the flowers, we never pause and think where do these things come from.
耶稣让我们睁开眼睛
And God opens our eyes.
每个人都活在爱的包裹当中
We all live under God's love.
你享受阳光的沐浴
When you are embracing the sunlight,
享受雨水的滋润
when you are being nourished by the raindrop,
你享受花的芬香
when you're smelling those flowers,
你享受小鸟的歌唱
enjoying the birds singing,
你享受大地的依托
and you're being supported by this mother earth,
你享受物产的喂养
all these produce that come out of the earth,
我们认为就理所当然的
and we think, of course, that happens.
耶稣打开我们的眼睛
but Jesus opens our eyes,
告诉人爱有个源头
there is a source of this love.
上帝就是爱的源头
that Jesus, God is the source of this love.
上帝给人各种各样的爱的方式
that God provides and gives us his love.
无论是好人无论是歹人无论是义人还是坏人上帝都给你这样的爱
whether you're good or evil, righteous or unrighteous, God gives you this kind of love.
这是一个普世的爱
it's a general kind of love.
上帝没有因为你不爱他不敬重他他就不给你爱
he didn't withhold his love just because you don't love him.
他不会说你因为你不爱他阳光就向你遮蔽雨水向你关闭
He didn't withhold your love because and takes away the sunlight or the raindrops
上帝没有说因为你不敬拜他不爱他所以小鸟就不再歌唱而是哀哭花不再是芬香而是发了臭味
Just because you don't worship him you still get to hear the birds singing the flowers don't stink up
上帝的胸怀我无法想象如此的多么的宽广
And God is a generous God
所以上帝给我们人类的爱上帝爱我们给我们这样神圣的爱
So he loves and gives us this kind of love
但上帝不仅仅给我们爱
But it's not just this kind of general love
上帝就是爱
It says God is love
上帝的本体就是爱
That is his nature
所以他在永恒当中他就是爱
In eternity he is love
他爱你不是因为你有多么宝贵你的里面有什么吸引他
He loves you not because you are precious or you merit some sort of love
在我们还不存在的时候他就是爱
But even before we were born, we were created, he is still love
在没有美国没有中国之前他就是爱
Before there are even United States or China, that he is love
没有山河没有日月没有地球之前他就是爱
Before earth was formed, that he is love
没有宇宙之前他就是爱
Even before the creation of the universe, he is love
他是永恒的
That he is eternal
他就是爱
He is love
所以爱是永恒的
So love is eternal
因为爱他创造万有
Because out of his love, he created all things
因为爱他给你自由给你自由意志的选择
Out of his love, he gave you freedom
他给你爱的能力
He gave you the ability to love
因为他爱他赐下了雨水和阳光
Because of his love, he gives sun and rain
他用空气来缠裹你
He used air so that we can breathe.
让你心中能渴望爱。
That we desire love.
因为他爱他给你永生。
Because he loves, he gives you eternal life.
所以上帝爱我们所有的人。
So God loves all of us.
圣诞夜的真意是说上帝爱世人。
So the core of Christmas is that God loves us.
约翰福音三章十六节上面说神爱世人甚至将他独生子赐给我们。
So John 3:16 says, For God so loved the world, he gave his begotten son to us.
当我们庆祝圣诞的时候我们是庆祝大爱降临。
So when we're celebrating Christmas, we're celebrating this love coming down.
上帝爱世上所有的人。
That God loves all people.
如果世界我们可以试想一下如果世界一个人没有只有你一位 上帝同样为你创造这个宇宙，为你来到这个世界，他要爱你。
If there's only one person left on this verse, God would still love you and God created this whole universe.
上帝爱世界上的每个人，如同爱你一个人一样。
God loves everyone just the way he loves you.
他爱你一个人，如同爱世界所有的人一样。
And he loves you the same way he loves everyone else.
他爱我不是因为我们身上有什么东西来吸引上帝。
He doesn't love you because there's something attractive about you.
而因为他的本质。
But because he is love.
他就是爱，他就是爱的本。
That he's love, so he loves you.
在这个世界上的爱。
The worldly love that we experience.
这世界的爱是什么呢？
It's often based on a kind of merit.
常常给你打分。
Based on our score.
我看看你这个人值不值得爱。
Let me evaluate whether you're worthy of my love.
我看你长相能打几分。
Let me see how pretty you are.
看看你的身材能打几分。
Let's see how fit you are.
看看你的家庭能打几分。
How well your family is.
看看你的才干能打几分。
Whether your finances up there.
看看你的成就能打几分。
Whether you're successful or not.
一打分，爱就成了权衡利弊的选择，
And once you start scoring people, your love becomes conditional.
然后呢，根据的总分来做出判断。
And you're basing your love based on the score.
我看你是不是值得我爱。
Are you worthy of my love?
我值得我几分的爱。
And how much love am I willing to give to you?
所以这种爱就变成斤斤计较，权衡利弊。
And you're counting every penny and when you love people.
一旦付出多了，就觉得自己吃亏了。
And you feel like you're being wrong when you give more love than the person is deserving.
觉得你的地方不值得。
That you think that person doesn't deserve your love.
不值得我付出这么多。
He or she doesn't deserve your love.
好多人际关系、家庭的问题，就是因为这种斤斤计较的爱。
And we have a lot of problems because our love is conditional.
但上帝爱我们是出于他的本质。
But God loves us because of his nature.
他爱我们不为我们打分。
He doesn't score us and then give us love based on that.
他爱你不是因为他要衡量一下你值几分。
He's not looking at whether you're worthy or not.
才付出多少的爱。
Whether you're attractive or not.
他爱你是因为他爱你。
He loves you because he loves you.
他爱你是因为他是他爱你的原因。
He loves you because he loves you.
他不会因为你的美丽才干没有了就不再爱你。
Even when you lose your beauty and your success, he still loves you.
他不会因为你不够圣洁，不够完美，他就离开你。
Even when you're unholy and you're an enemy of him, he still loves you.
他不是因为你愚拙，不够有才干，他就抛弃你。
He loves you even when you're like making dumb mistakes.
上帝的爱是绝对的。
God's love is absolute.
有人讲过一次很好的一个比方，如果今天上帝如果要有手机的话，
There's an analogy that this person gives. He says, if God has a cell phone,
你的照片就是在首页。
Your picture will be on the wallpaper.
如果上帝有冰箱的话，
if God has a fridge,
你的照片就放在他的冰箱上。
Your pictures will be posted on there.
我们人类脑袋瓜太小。
Our brain is so small.
无法想象上帝的爱有多大。
We cannot picture how great God is.
你来到这个世界不是偶然的。
You didn't come in this world by accident.
你来到这个世界是因为他爱你。
You came in because he loves you.
你出于爱，依于神的爱，也应当回到上帝爱的面前。
You are created out of his love, born of his love, and you are called to return to his love.
你没有他的爱，你的生命没有真正的意义。
Without experiencing his love, your life will have no purpose.
所以在这个圣诞节的时候，
So on this Christmas day or Christmas Eve.
我邀请我们说，应该所有的人思想上帝的爱。
We want us to think about God's love.
当你没有上帝的爱进入你心灵深处的时候，
When His love is not in your life,
你的生命没有永恒的意义。
You don't have eternal purpose.
我们出于神的爱，依于神的爱，应当归于神的爱。
We're born of His love. We depend on His love. Therefore, we shall return to His love.
圣诞节就是大爱临到这个世界，呼唤每个人回到他的爱中。
Christmas is love coming down and calling us returning to Him.
但是我问大家，在这个世界，往往我们看不到，好像看不到上帝的爱。
But sometimes when you pause and think, you realize I don't really see God's love in this world.
你今天看到这个世界的看到是什么？
What do we see in this world?
破碎的家庭。
We see broken families.
忧伤的心灵。
We see broken hearts.
你看到国攻打国，民攻打民。
We see nation waging wars against nations.
你看看乌克兰和俄罗斯战争还没有结束。
You see that the war still goes on with between Ukraine and Russia.
然后开始巴勒斯坦和以色列又发生战争。
And Israel and Palestinians.
这是国攻打国。
Nations waging war against nations.
你看党派之间互相对立。
You see, the political parties going against each other.
种族之间互相对立。
Different racial groups go against each other.
接近于保守的之间形成对立。
The liberals and the conservatives going at each other.
这是民攻打民。
People against people.
在历史上没有任何一个时期像今天这样，让我们更加看清楚什么是末世的征兆。
And there's not a time like today where we see all these signs of end time.
你不但看到国攻大国，民攻大民，你看到地震、瘟疫。
We see nations waging wars, people are going against each other, and then we see earthquakes and famine and natural disasters.
许多人心灵是破碎的。
A lot of broken hearts.
我想问大家思想一个问题。
So I want to ask you a question.
人人渴望和平。
We all desire peace.
为什么遍地就是分裂、对抗、争吵？和战争。
But why do we have so much division and war and struggle?
我们人人都渴望爱。
We all desire love.
为什么总是面对抱怨、苦毒、诽谤、纷争和仇恨？
Why there's so much bitterness and anger and arguments?
为什么？
Why is that?
因为一个字。
It's one word.
罪。
Sin.
罪是什么？
What is sin?
罪是拒绝上帝的爱。
Sin is when you are rejecting God's love.
断绝了与永恒上帝爱的关系。
You're disconnected from his love.
你离开了上帝这个爱的源头。
You have separated yourself from God's love.
当你离开这个爱的源头的时候，
When you are apart from God's love,
打分就来了。
Then you start scoring people.
纷争就来了。
You start arguing with people.
苦毒就来了。
The bitterness comes in.
自义就来了。Self-righteousness.
Oh, self-righteousness comes in.
仇恨就来了。
And ugliness kind of creep in.
然后是战争就来了。
And then violence and war.
亲爱的弟兄姐妹和朋友们。
Brothers and sisters.
在这样一个世界。
In this world.
一个破碎的心灵。
With broken hearts.
什么地方能看到上帝的神圣大爱呢？
Where do you find this love?
十字架。
On the cross.
当你在这世界看不到爱的时候，只看到仇恨、分裂、破碎的时候。
When all around you see violence and evil and broken hearts.
什么地方看到上帝的爱？
Where do you find love?
你看耶稣。
You look at Jesus.
耶稣是神成为人。
God became man.
创造宇宙的主成为一个柔弱的婴儿。
The creator of this universe became a helpless baby.
当我们思想圣诞故事的时候，
When we think about the Christmas story,
我们以为这是一个童话。
We often think of it as a fairy tale.
你不知道这背后的爱有多深多厚。
And we forget that how deep that love is.
上个周日我们在主日学讨论的时候，有一个弟兄问了一个很好的问题。
Last Sunday during our Sunday school, one brother asked this really good question.
他说：“耶稣降卑，怎么个降卑法
？”How did Jesus humble himself?
我说你永远不知道上帝的爱，除非你明白什么叫耶稣放下自己，降卑为人。
You would never really understand God's love unless you understand His humility.
你看到一群羊
，When you see a bunch of sheep，
很可爱
，very cute，
但现在时刻面对豺狼的威胁
，and there's a wolf that shows up。
你爱他们
，you love the sheep。
你说羊啊，不要往那个方向走
，it's like don't go toward the wolf。
前面是悬崖峭壁
，don't go toward the cliff。
前面还有豺狼虎豹
，there's also like wild animals。
羊不听你的。
The sheep don't listen to you.
你怎么爱这个羊？
How do you love the sheep?
你自己成为羊。
You become a sheep.
你这么聪明的脑袋。
You're wise as a human.
这么聪明的人，了不起的人。
You're very successful.
你放下了人的尊严。
You say, I'm going to leave the human dignity.
然后成为羊的一部分。
I'm going to become a sheep.
然后你跟羊说话。
And you speak to the sheep.
羊说，哦，我感谢你成为羊。
The sheep says, thank you for becoming a sheep.
No, 他们不感谢你。
They don't thank you.
他们还是咬你。
They start biting you.
他们还骂你。
They start scolding you.
他们还拒绝你。
They reject you.
但你仍然爱他们。
But you still love them.
一个有如此精明脑袋的人，一个创造智慧的人，居然成了羊，羊的身体。
A human who's so brilliant, who can invent so many things, becoming a sheep.
那羊大大的限制了你的能力。
And the sheep limits what you can do.
我这是一个比喻。
This is the illustration.
什么是爱？
What is love?
神成为人。
God becoming man.
就像你成为一个羊一样。
Just like you becoming a sheep.
完全的放下自己。
That you let go of who you are.
他不但是人，神成为人，他为我们死在十字架上。
Not only he became man, he died for us on the cross.
承担我们一切的羞辱。
To bear our iniquity, our shame.
让我们回到爱面前。
So that we can return to his love.
重新与爱连在一起。
That we can be reconnected with his love.
享受天上来永恒的爱。
To enjoy that everlasting love.
所以为什么说在这样的一个时代，何处看到爱呢？
So what, when we ask this question, where do you find love?
你看十字架。
You look at the cross.
看到十字架才知道什么是爱。
When you look at the cross, you start to understand what love is.
在这个世界，很多的时候，请弟兄姐妹，你知道吗？爱是一个最被滥用的词汇。
Love is a word that's very much abused in our generation.
我们把爱变成一个荷尔蒙啊，就 hormone-induced sensation。
Love becomes a hormone-induced sensation.
变成一个 butterfly-filled rushes of emotion. 那就是我们可能把爱跟可能欲，然后是分在分不开了。The lust and love, I'm sorry. 很多时候我们看到街上的 slogan 呢 ，Love is love, 爱就是爱。
When you see these slogans on the street, love is love.
我们以为 love 就是 love, 我有一种感受，我就是爱。
When we feel that emotion, we think that is love.
也分不清楚什么是 lust, 什么是 love。
And we have a hard time telling the difference between lust and love.
你看耶稣基督十字架。
And you look at the cross.
上帝告诉你什么是真正的爱。
God tells you what is love.
我们中间年轻的弟兄姐妹。
Brothers and sisters.
我知道你现在心中有爱的烈火在燃烧。
I know your love is passionate.
这个世界不能告诉你什么是爱。
But this world cannot tell you what love is.
你可以享受父爱母爱。
You can enjoy the love from your parents.
你享受有爱。
You can enjoy the love from your friends.
教会的弟兄姐妹的爱。
You can enjoy the love from this community.
但到底什么是爱呢？
But what is love?
你看看耶稣基督。
You have to look at the cross.
爱是放下自己。
Love is laying yourself down.
爱是背负对方的罪孽。
It's to carry up the other person's cross.
爱是没有条件的。
And it's unconditional.
这是上帝的爱。
This is the love of God.
当我们说爱就是爱的时候，你亲爱的不要记得。
When we say that love is love, I want you to remember this.
到底什么是爱？谁来界定爱？
What is love? Who gets to tell you what love is?
圣经说 God is love, 神是爱。
The Bible tells us God is love.
但是千万千万要注意，你不能说 love is God.
But you can't say the opposite. You cannot say love is God.
因为我觉得爱，所以什么都是对的。
You cannot say everything is right because my love tells me so.
很多时候我们以爱的名义做出了许多得罪神的事情。
We do a lot of things that's offensive to God because of love.
什么是上帝的爱？
But what is God's love?
我劝你不要仰望好莱坞来寻求答案。
Don't look at Hollywood for your answer.
应该仰望耶稣基督。
But look at the cross.
基督这个爱是干净的爱。
His love is pure.
这个爱是真正的爱。
His love is real.
从天上来的爱。
His love is from eternal.
这个爱能提升你。
His love elevates you.
让你变得更尊贵和荣耀。
Makes you precious.
这个爱让你变得更刚强。
Makes you royal, makes you strong.
基督的爱是赦免的爱。
His love is a forgiving love.
他来承担我们的罪。
That he bears our cross and our shame.
这个爱进到你的生命当中可以改变你的人生。
When this love comes into your life, it changes your life.
大家都知道阿米西这些弟兄姐妹。
In Pennsylvania, you guys are familiar with the Amish County.
我很喜欢这些弟兄姐妹。
I actually love the Amish.
他们都是基督徒。
They're all Christians.
他们中间没有破裂的家庭。
They don't have broken families.
他们中间没有人吸毒。
They have no drug addiction.
他们中间没有无家可归的人。
They don't have homeless people in their community.
他如果知道你没有房子住。
If he finds out that you don't have a place to stay,
全体的人帮助你建房子。
The whole community comes together and build your house.
神把他们放在这个时代，成为活的见证。
God puts them in this generation as a living sacrifice.
让世人知道，这是真正的基督徒应当如此生活。
As a shining beacon to show you a glimpse of how Christian living look like.
不是像他们那样穿着外表的那个衣服。
It's not about their appearance.
我是说他们那个教会的生活。 值得我们效法。
But it's about their community life that we can look at.
一个真正的教会，对吗？应该是什么样的教会呢？
What should church be like?
他们是一个很好的示范。
They're a good example.
他们因为爱进入他们生命当中。
Because they have love in their life.
爱让他们变得非常的刚强。
It makes them strong.
在2006年10月2日。
In 2006, on October 2nd,
有一个男人35岁，叫 Charles Roberts.
There's a young man, 35 years old, Charles Robert.
有一个太太，三个孩子。
He has three kids and one wife.
他发疯了。
And he went crazy.
他用枪杀死了5个阿米奇的孩子，重伤了5位。
He took a gun and took life of 5 Amish kids and injured 5 others.
因为当时的阿米奇的孩子们在一个学校里面上学。
Because they were in school at the time.
这是震惊了当时的美国。
It shocked the world at the time.
面对这样的一个大的悲剧，这样的一个苦难，怎么去反应呢？怎么回应他？
How do you react to this kind of tragedy?
当悲剧发生以后，这个 Charles 的父母心中陷入极大的恐惧惊慌，他说：“我们不能再住在阿米希人的附近了，我们要搬家。”
Charles' parents, they were kind of plagued with fear. They say, "We need to move. We can't live around here. Our son just took their life."
悲剧发生当天的晚上，阿米希的弟兄姐妹来到他的家。
The same night that tragedy happened, Amish brothers and sisters came to his parents' house.
他说：“你们不要走。”
And said to them, "You don't have to leave."
你们是这社区的一部分。
You are part of our community.
是这些受到伤害的弟兄姐妹来安慰他们，而不是他们去安慰那些受伤的家庭。
The victims came and comforted the parents.
当他们让自己的受伤死亡的孩子下葬之后
，After they buried their own kids，
到了这个凶手 Charles 葬礼的那一天
，It was the day for Charlie's funeral.
这是一张真实的照片，是 New York Times 拍下的一张照片。
It's a photo taken by New York Times.
阿米希的弟兄姐妹来参加这个凶手的葬礼。
The Amish men and women, the parents of victims, they came and attended Charles' funeral.
甚至这些被杀害的孩子们的父母也来参加这个凶手的葬礼。
Even the parents of those victims, of those kids who lost their life, they came.
他们拥抱这个 Charles 的妻子和他家庭的成员。
They surrounded Charles' wife and three kids.
那你看这些照片上，你看到这是他们。把整个葬礼的场面全都把它包围起来。
They barricaded and surrounded this funeral.
不希望那些媒体来拍照。
They do not wish the media to take photos.
他希望死者不受打搅。
They want to give that privacy and that honor for Charles.
你就想这是什么样的一种赦免的爱
？What kind of forgiving love is that?
这是什么样一种信仰的力量
？That this love based on their faith in Christ.
Charles 的母亲 Tori， 她知道自己所养的孩子造成如此大的伤害。
Charles' mom Tori knows how much hurt and damage that her son has done.
五个女孩子被杀死，五个女孩子受到重伤。
5 girls got killed and 5 girls got injured.
怎么面对这些家庭
？How does she face these families?
信仰，基督的爱，让 Charles 的母亲有了勇气和力量，回到阿米希人中间。
But it's her faith.That gives her courage and strength to come back into this Amish community.
她要照顾那些受伤的女孩子们。
To help those who have been wronged.
而受伤女孩子的父母敞开家门，欢迎他们进入。
And the parents of the victim welcome Charles' family back in.
这是什么样一种爱
？What kind of love is this?
什么样的勇气
？What kind of strength is this?
当时在波士顿大学的有一位中国的访问学者。
During that time, there's a visiting scholar from China residing in Boston.
是中国大学一个教授。
He's a professor from a university in China.
他知道这个事情以后。
When he heard about this story,
他在他的博客上写下这么一段话。
He wrote this in his blog.
他说这是前所未有的爱。
He says, "I have never seen love like this."
这是一种陌生的爱。
This is a strange kind of love.
世上没有的。
I have never seen this in the world.
当基督的爱 进到我们心灵深处的时候，
when the love of Christ comes into your life,
你开始知道什么是真正的爱。
You start to know what is real love.
什么是赦免？
What is forgiveness?
亲爱的弟兄姐妹和朋友们，
brothers and sisters,
在这个充满混乱的世界当中，
in this chaotic world,
把情欲当成爱的世界当中，
a world where we confuse lust with love.
在这个充满纷争、计谋、对抗、仇恨的世界当中，
a world filled with division, hatred, and violence,
上帝呼唤我们，
God is calling us,
要彼此相爱，
to love one another.
我们每个人都明白要彼此相爱，
we kind of know that we need to love one another.
在家中我们要彼此相爱，
we should love one another in our family.
在教会当中要彼此相爱。
We should love one another in church.
什么是彼此相爱的理由呢？
But what is the reason for that?
很多时候爱变成一种空洞的口号。
It becomes just a slogan.
或者是让我感觉到好才爱。
Or sometimes when we feel like it, we love.
或者让我觉得我们之间有一种互惠的关系，我们才爱。
Or is there something to be gained that I will love?
No, 这都不是爱的原因。
But that's not a reason for love.
我们彼此相爱是因为神先爱我们。
We're called to love one another because He loved us first.
基督为我们舍己。
That God laid down His life.
基督的生命在我们的里面。
That His life is now in us.
基督的爱是我们爱的原因和动力。
His love becomes the motivation for us to love.
很多的时候，弟兄姐妹，这个世界为什么有很多的问题？
Why are there so many problems in this world?
很多你的家庭、你的生活弄得是鸡零狗碎。
That you have broken families.
因为爱耗尽了。
Because you are empty of love.
因为你不能接纳了。
Because you can no longer accept and forgive.
你变得斤斤计较了。
You're counting every penny now.
你给人打分了。
You start scoring people.
你衡量对方值不值。
You're judging whether that person is worthy of your love.
我能不能得到好处。
Can I gain something from you?
我是不是吃亏。
Am I being wrong here?
你越是计算，越是觉得对方不值。
And the more you count, the more you realize that person is not worthy of your love.
一算来算去。
And once you start counting, do the accounting.
剩下只是怨恨。
And all you have left is bitterness.
就是对抗。
And you're going against each other.
就是吵闹。
And you're fighting with each other.
就是仇恨。
And there's violence.
圣诞节是大爱降临。
Christmas is about love coming down.
让这种天上的爱进到你的生命当中。
That this love comes into your life.
你越是与这个爱靠近。
And that the closer you are with that love.
你内在越是有力量。
That yet there's strength within you.
因为你们变得越来越强大。
That you become stronger on the inside.
你胜过这斤斤计较。
That you stop counting.
你胜过这些算计。
You stop keeping a record.
你胜过这怨恨和苦毒。
You stop holding the bitterness and anger.
你需要这个跟爱连接在一起。
You need to be connected with this love.
耶稣来呼唤我们跟他的爱连在一起。
And God is calling you to be connected to His love.
他来了。
He came.
带来的是一种陌生的爱。
It brought a strange kind of love.
我们的家需要这陌生的爱。
And we need this kind of love.
我们的教会需要这陌生的爱。
Our church, our family needs kind of strange love.
我们这个世界需要这陌生的爱。
This world needs this kind of strange love.
我们要回到爱的源头。
We have to come back to the source of love.
第三点。
The last point.
医治的爱。
His love is a healing love.
耶稣在升天之前有个祷告。
Before he ascended to heaven, he had a prayer.
这个祷告叫做大祭司的祷告。
Jesus had a prayer called the high priestly prayer.
这个祷告的最后一句话就是这句话。
And the last word, the last sentence in that prayer is this.
使你爱我的爱在他们里面，我也在他们里面。
It says, so that the love with which you have loved me may be in them and I in them.
这最后一句话是他整个祷告的总结。
This is the final prayer, the conclusion of his prayer.
是他祷告的高峰。
This is the climax of his prayer.
他说父啊，让你爱我的爱在他们里面。
He's praying to the Father that the same love that you love me, may they have that same love.
那父爱子的爱是什么爱？
That the love the Father has for the Son.
那个爱是永恒的爱。
It's an eternal kind of love.
是圣洁的爱。
It's a holy love.
是永不改变的爱。
It's an unchanging love.
是把自己完全给予对方的爱。
It's a sacrificial love.
是以对方为中心的爱。
It's a love that focuses on the others.
父是子的中心，子是父的中心。
The Father is the center of the Son is the center of the Father's love.
基督说，父啊，把这样一种神圣的爱、干净的爱、不改变的爱。 放在他们的里面。
And Jesus is praying that this same eternal, forgiving, holy love would be among us.
亲爱的弟兄姐妹
，Brothers and sisters，
耶稣来到这个世界
，Jesus came，
大爱降临
，His love came down，
他这个爱要住在你的里面
，His love resides in us。
他说我要住在你的里面，因为耶稣就是爱。
He desires to be in us because He is love。
这个爱带来的是医治
，So this love brings healing。
消除你的恐惧
，It takes your fears away。
你知道啊，今天读的经文里面说，爱你没有惧怕。
There's no fear in love。
惧怕的人的爱你没有得到完全。
When you live in fear, you don't have complete love。
在这个世界，我们充满着惧怕。
In this world, we're filled with fear。
你们有没有听说过年轻人有三怕
？Have you ever heard that young people have these three fears？
怕孤单
their fear of isolation or loneliness.
怕自己没有魅力
they fear they're not attractive enough.
怕没有人爱他
and they fear that nobody loves them.
准不准啊？年轻人
young people, is that accurate?
中年人也有三怕
and when you're in middle age, you have three fears.
怕父母生病
your fear that your parents will get sick.
怕儿女生病
Your fear that your kids will get sick.
怕自己生病。
And your fear that you will get sick.
那年长者呢？你也有三怕。
And when you're elderly, you have three fears too.
你怕被社会遗忘。
You fear that you'll be forgotten by the society.
怕失去认知能力。
You fear that you'll lose your intellect.
怕生活不能自理。
You fear that you'll lose control of your own life.
我们活在一种恐惧当中。
So we live in this kind of fear.
因为恐惧是为什么？因为爱在你的里头没有完全。
You live in this fear because you don't have perfect love. Your love is incomplete.
在这个世界，我们很多人经受了各种的苦难。
We experience a lot of suffering.
失去了亲人。
We lose our loved ones.
在经受疾病的折磨。
And we experience sickness.
不知道明天道路如何。
We don't know what's going to happen tomorrow.
我们会恐惧。
And we live in this kind of fear.
我们会担心。
We have anxiety.
但是基督说爱你没有惧怕。
But Jesus says there is no fear in love.
因为他完全的接纳你。
Because he accepts you completely.
他不再给你打分。
He doesn't score you.
不是因为你身上有什么吸引他的东西他在爱你。
He doesn't love you because there's something attractive about you.
他爱你是因为他爱你。
He loves you because he loves you.
他是爱。
Because he is love.
而且他是绝对的全能者。
And he has All things in control.
没有什么力量可以把你从他手中夺走。
There is all powerful that nothing can take you away from His love.
因为他爱你，他不会因为你失去美丽才干，他抛弃你。
He loves you so that even when you lose everything, He still loves you.
他爱你不会因为你迷失了，犯错了。他就抛弃你。
Or even sometimes when you're lost and you've lost your way and you're making mistakes.He still loves you.
他爱你不会是因为你的担子太重，他不能担当你，所以离开你。
He wouldn't be so weak to not be able to carry your burden and leave you. He loves you because he's all powerful.
他爱你不是因为你的苦难太深，他不能安慰你。
He loves you because he's able to bear your suffering.
他爱你不会是因为你掉在一个坑中太深太深，他不能把你拉出来。
You would never find yourself in a pit so deep that he wouldn't be able to rescue you.
他爱你是无条件的，他救你。
He loves unconditionally and he saves you.
他绝对有能力可以救你。
He has the ability and the power to save you.
这里有一个美好的一个见证。
There's a testimony, a story from this guy George.
这是他写了一首非常出名的一首圣诗。
George Mason wrote this very famous hymn.
他这个题目说：“爱不弃我。”
The song title is this: "Oh, love that will never let me go."
他当时在格拉斯哥大学读书的时候
When he's studying at Glasgow University
他慢慢发现他的视力会越来越差
He realized he's starting to lose his eyesight
快到毕业的时候他的眼睛几乎看不见了
By the time he's graduating he almost cannot see
他的女朋友离开了他
His girlfriend left him
他陷入极大的痛苦当中
And he was in a lot of pain
毕业后不久
And after he graduated
他双目失明
He lost his sight completely.
可是他不放弃。
But he doesn't give up.
他去读神学。
He went and enrolled himself in seminary.
可是他眼睛看不见，怎么去读神学？
But how does he study if he can't see?
他叫他的妹妹帮助他。
He asked his sister to help him.
妹妹读，他听。
His sister would read to him, so he'll listen.
他学会了希伯来文、希腊文。
He learned Hebrew and Greek that way.
完成了格拉斯哥这个爱丁堡大学的神学学位。
And finished the seminary at Edinburgh.
到了1890年，他成为爱丁堡皇家学会的啊院士。
Because in 1890, he becomes like the scholar in the Edinburgh court.
然后他给维吉尼亚啊，在这个Victoria 啊皇后来讲道。
And he gets to preach in front of Queen Victoria.
40岁的时候还是单身。
And he's single until he's 40.
不到从来也没结婚。
And never got married.
到1882年6月6号那一天，他妹妹结婚那天晚上。
On 1882, when his sister got married.
那天晚上他独自一人。
He was just by himself.
家人都来到格拉斯哥。
All his family had came to Glasgow.
来参加妹妹的婚礼。
To attend his sister's wedding.
他的内心情感澎湃。
It was filled with emotion.
有一种强烈的感动。
He had this desire in him.
花了5分钟的时间。
And then within 5 minutes.
写下这首诗歌。
He wrote this hymn.
爱不弃我。
It says, love that will not let me go.
他的诗歌里讲什么呢？
What does this hymn says?
他说我们人生就像地上的积水。
Our life is like the water on the earth.
你看看下雨的时候地上积了一点点的水。
There's like the puddles of water when after it rains.
有的水比较多，有的水比较少。
Some puddles are more, some puddles are less.
但这个水早晚会干的。
But eventually we all dry it up.
这个水必须要汇入上帝爱的海洋。
These puddles need to eventually enter into the ocean.
当我们人生就像这个摇曳不停的灯光烛光
our life is like this candle light that's flickering
早晚会熄灭的
one day it will go away
你必须汇入上帝的阳光之下
you have to return to the sun's blaze
一切都会变得会的明亮
that you will be find yourself in his light
在生活当中常常有苦难有各种乌云密布的时候
when there are like dark clouds over you
你看不到希望看不到光明
when you can't see hope you can't see light
但是你眼睛看到彩虹一定会出现。
But you know that the rainbow is just behind the clouds.
然后你看看耶稣基督的十字架。
And you look at the cross.
他完全的为你倾倒。
That he loves you perfectly.
无条件的爱你。
He loves you without any condition.
无条件的接纳你。
He accepts you.
他给你人生四幅画面。
And he gives you 4 pictures.
人生就像老水。
George tells you life is like a puddle of water.
人生就像摇曳的烛光。
It's like a flickering candle.
有的时候乌云密布，看不到彩虹。
Where life is covered with dark clouds and we can't see the rainbow.
就是这时候你看看十字架。
But then when you, at that time you look at the cross.
那是爱。
That is love.
在孤单当中，在黑暗当中，他的心灵仍然充满光明。
In his darkness, in his loneliness, his life was filled with light.
神的爱安慰他，医治他。
God's love comforted him and healed him.
他一生影响许多的人。
And he had a lot of influence on people.
这首诗歌是我最喜欢的诗歌之一。
It's one of my favorite hymns.
我不知道今天你在人生的哪个光景当中。
I don't know what picture fits you today.
可能你心里很伤痛，很孤单。
Maybe you're experiencing loneliness and pain.
你可能会失去你的亲人。
Maybe you've lost your loved ones.
可能你失恋了。
Maybe you had just recently broke up with someone.
或者跟人生的关系充满了许多许多紧张的。
There's a lot of tension in your life.
回到主的爱的面前。
Come back to His love.
大爱来寻找你。
The love came down.
这个爱要住在你的里面。
Love has to be in your life.
基督来到这个世界，呼唤我们回到父的爱的面前。
When Jesus came, He calls us to return to the Father's love.
这爱是永恒的。
This love is eternal.
这爱是完全接纳你的。
This love accepts you completely.
这爱可以医治你。
This love heals you.
可以刚强你。
It strengthens you.
当天使宣告。耶稣基督降临的时候，他说：“不要惧怕。”
And when the angels came to declare the birth of Jesus, it says, "Do not be afraid."
我们在这个世界充满了惧怕。
And we're filled with love in this world.
当惧怕的时候，你回到爱的怀抱。
When you are in fear, come back to His love.
向他祷告。
Pray to Him.
因为他就是爱。
Because He is love.
他大爱临到这个世界，就是来拥抱你，寻找你。
His love came down to embrace you, to search for you.
然后天使说。在至高之处，荣耀归于神。 地上平安归于他所喜悦的人。
The angel says, "Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace among those whom He favors."
你惧怕是因为你没有平安。
You have fear because you don't have peace.
这个世界没有平安。
There's no peace in this world.
你的心中没有平安。
There's no peace in your heart.
大爱临到你的生命当中。
When this love comes into your life,
你会荣耀神的时候，平安会临到你。
When you learn to glorify Him, you have this peace.
你靠近这个大爱。
When you draw yourself to this love,
你与这个大爱连接的时候
when you're connected to this love,
平安就临到你的生命当中
then you have peace.
这是圣诞的真意
This is the message of Christmas.
我们过去与爱断绝了
that we were disconnected from this love.
基督来让我们与爱重新的连接
and He came to reconnect us to Him.
回到这大爱的面前
to come back to God's love.
回到这个圣爱的面前
to come back to this holy love.
回到这个永恒的爱面前
to come back to this eternal love.
让这个爱住在你的里面
so that this love will reside in you.
让你里面有得胜的喜乐
so you have a joy and a victory.
得胜的平安
in your life you have peace.
最后再演绎一首诗歌
and the last song I want to share with you.
这是 Bob Dylan 的歌
it's from Bob Dylan.
我知道我们中间年轻人不知道谁是 Bob Dylan.
Young people don't know Bob Dylan.
他是 the one of my heroes.
But it's one Pastor Wong's hero.
我喜欢他。
Pastor Wong likes Bob Dylan.
他不但是他获得诺贝尔奖，对吗？这个世界上少有的一个。
He actually won Nobel Prize in literature.
他写作唱歌的人居然拿到诺贝尔文学奖。
He's a singer-songwriter that won Nobel Prize for literature.
他是个基督徒。
And he's a Christian.
他每天祷告读经。
He prays and read the Bible every day.
他不看电视上垃圾，他说的。
He says he doesn't watch TV.
他常常去教会敬拜。
He goes to church very often.
他写了很多的福音诗歌。
He actually wrote a lot of gospel hymns.
是其中一首。
And this is one of them.
我们需要一剂爱。
A shot of love. We need a shot of love.
在这个世界，很多的时候，你心中疲惫的时候，软弱的时候，你要找一个刺激。
When we're tired and we're exhausted and we are like fatigued, we need something to stimulate us.
他告诉你啊。
And he says,
我不需要海洛因来治愈我的疾病。
So I don't need a shot of heroin to kill my disease.
我不需要松节油来让我跪下。
I don't need a shot of turpentine to bring me to my knees.
我不需要可待因来帮助我忏悔。
I don't need a shot of codeine to help me.
我不需要威士忌来帮助我成
为总统。I don't need a shot of whiskey to help me be president.
我需要一剂爱。
I need a shot of love.
我需要一剂爱。
I need a shot of love.
如果你是医生，给我一剂爱。
If you're a doctor, I need a shot of love.
今天世界上好多人生活中一顿愁苦，他就觉得是因为没有钱、没有权、没有名。No， 你没有爱。
Sometimes you're living in despair because you think I don't have money, I'm poor, and I don't have fame. I don't. And what you really need is a shot of love.
这个爱是真正的爱，是干净的爱，是天上的爱，是永恒的爱，是上帝的爱。
You need a holy love, a pure love, eternal love, forgiving love.
你需要和这个爱连接在一起。
You need to be reconnected to this love.
我们需要 shot of love.
We need a shot of love.
这是我们今天圣诞节的信息。
This is the message of Christmas.
请你再一次跟你身边人说圣诞快乐。
Say Merry Christmas to the person next to you.
上帝祝福你们。
God bless you.
好，我们 team 商量，我们来唱一首诗歌，好吗
？We're going to invite our worship team to back up to close us.
谢谢啊，感谢主，我们一起啊。
感谢王牧师给我们带来这么美好的信息。耶稣是我们的盼望，他也是爱，他也是带给我们爱的源头。那耶稣他打破这种我们之间跟神的阻碍，成为我们的永活的盼望。愿我们今天大家都能够来到神的面前，一起来赞美敬拜他，一起来跟随他，一起来唱那边后。好。 好，请弟兄姐妹，如果你身体允许，一起念。可以用英文或中文。
高山出现，无法跨越。Desperation, I turn to one day, and spoke your name into the night. And through the leanness, you're my guardian. Torn to water.
Father, thank you for loving us.
向我们启明你就是爱。
You reveal to us that you are love.
你爱我们。
You love us.
你来到这个世界寻找我们。
You came to search for us.
你背负我们的重担。
You carry our burden.
你医治我们的伤痛。
You heal our wounds.
你无条件的接纳我们。
You love us unconditionally.
你就是爱。
You are love.
你的心意是让你的爱住在我们的心中。
You desire to reside in us and live in us.
你的爱可以洁净我们。
Your love cleans us.
可以温暖我们。
Your love warms us.
可以刚强我们。
To strengthen us.
可以给我们盼望。
To give us hope.
主，当我们来庆祝你降生的时候
，When we celebrate the birth of you，
愿圣灵在这里运行
，May your Holy Spirit work in us，
让我们中间的每一个朋友、每一个弟兄姐妹
，So that all brothers and sisters and friends
都被你的大爱所触摸
，They would be touched by your love，
我们需要你的爱
，We need your love。
我们心灵伤痛的时候，为你的爱能安慰我们。
When we're living in pain and sorrow, I pray that your love will comfort us.
当我们在人生十字路口彷徨的时候，你的爱引导我们。
And when we're lost at that fork in the road and we don't know how to make decisions, please love us.
当我们在疾病黑暗中挣扎的时候，主啊，愿你的爱来医治我们。
And when we're in sickness and in darkness, may your love heal us.
当我们在世俗的世界里离你越来越远，心灵越来越冷淡的时候，
When we're lost in this world and further away from you,
你的爱帮我们找回来，重新与你的爱连接。
Find us with your love and bring us back so that we are back in your presence.
世界上没有这种陌生的爱。
It's a strange love to this world.
可是我们的心需要你的爱。
But we need this kind of love.
我们的家需要你的爱。
Our family need this love.
我们的教会需要你的爱。
Our church need this love.
整个世界需要你的爱。
This world needs your love.
在这攻打国民攻打民的时候。
In a time where nation wage against nation and people against people.
有地震有瘟疫的时候。
Earthquakes and famine.
我们心中没有平安。
When we don't have peace.
只有完全的爱才能除去我们内心的不安。
Only perfect love can cast out our fear.
主啊，我们恳求把你的爱浇灌在我们的里面。
We pray that your love will anoint us.
第一次来到我们中间的朋友，主啊，你抓住他们的心。
Those that are here for the first time, will you just capture their heart?
今天回去的时候，带着你的爱回去。
That they go home with your love.
因为你就是爱。
Because you are love.
他来之前没有你。他回去的时候带着你，跟他一同回去。
Maybe, maybe they came without your love. They're going home with your love.
你的爱可以改变我们的生命。
Your love changed them.
你的爱让我们生命更甜美。
Your love makes our life better.
主，我们谢谢你为我们降生。
We thank you for your birth.
谢谢你进入我们的生命。
Thank you for coming to our life.
祝福着的每一个属于你的人。
Bless all of us.
愿你的爱充满你的子民。
May your love be upon your people.
愿你的爱充满一切来到你面前的人。
May your love be upon those who come before you.
我们这样祷告感恩，奉恩主耶稣基督的圣名。
We pray in Jesus' name.
Amen. 大家请坐。